Good afternoon, Nancy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
I've been following Beeple for a little while because the programs that we use to edit audio here at the station actually has a little splash screen of art from Beeple that pops up every time we launch the program. So I was on top of this when it happened, but I still have no idea what's going on. So what are NFTs and why should we be paying attention to them?
NFTs are the crypto hype, you know, for 2021. But basically, NFT is an acronym for non-fungible token is virtual. They run on blockchain ledgers. So it's like a cryptocurrency. So most commonly like Ethereum.
Yeah.
Or like if you think of Bitcoin. So the Ethereum blockchain ledger, I mean, there's other ones too, but, you know, this is the most common one, supports these NFTs or non-fungible tokens, which stores information, unique information about them. So, yeah, the NFT can contain a web address or maybe just a number that points to somewhere else. So the NFT is a pointer. And, yeah, if the place that that NFT, non-fungible token, points to is a site that claims to sell NFTs that represent artworks, then what you have is crypto art.
The one thing that fascinated me is that Beeple's, the first 5,000 days from his everyday catalog was essentially just a JPEG, just an image of the first 5,000 days of artwork that he's done, which you could just copy and paste from anywhere. But when Beeple first started doing NFTs, they also had these little physical digital slates that you could buy. So it was a physical product as well as just that NFT, which, as you make it sound, seems just like an ID to let you know you have the real copy, for example. So, you know, how is it still a unique piece of art if it's just a JPEG that anyone can get access to? And how will the art and crypto markets change art itself?
Okay. So, yeah, as you mentioned, that's right. So a JPEG you can just copy and paste, and that's a lot, you know, to do with internet folklore. We see that in memes a lot, you know. But with the NFTs, it's used as an identifier for the individual object. And it can be anything digital, you know, like a one-in-a-kind swap card. But, yeah, it's only the token that's non-fungible or, you know, that's actually the value.
Yeah.
Because if you're putting it into a physical material space, then it's just the same as, you know, the art collection system that already exists. So the thing is, when you an NFT, you own that cryptographic key of that JPEG. So, yeah, and you can buy and sell it like any other property. There's various different models that are more collective, which are really interesting because once you buy in, you become a part of, you know, a collective in a sense. But that's, yeah, for some other projects that are a bit less mainstream. But, yeah, so the art itself is not in the blockchain. It's just a pointer to the piece of art on the web server.
To mind when you talk about that is when we look at old art, for example, you know, we recently had a story here on Tuesday Drive looking at the history of the famous Scream painting and how, you know, that has a very distorted history because we don't know exactly where which copy of the painting went when, but NFTs have this, you know, community, this trackable list of everyone that's ever owned the NFT. So, you know, how does it,
so in
that become
sense, it's lovely because it has a genealogy and you can kind of, you know, see its journey and its trace. So that's quite interesting. And, you know, it's an exciting time, but there's also within, you know, the art world and the world of computer culture is also a very playful world, which, you know, the whole idea, you know, of cryptocurrency, which relates to crypto art or the Bitcoin, was that it was property that couldn't be confiscated by governments or, you know, by imperialist sovereignty, right? So they were working around the laws of framework and rights. So in that sense, you know, it kind of crypto art or cryptocurrency lends itself to artists who want to move past those gatekeepers, although now we've seen, for instance, Christie's, so their auction house has jumped on board. So, you know, I'm not sure where it will go from there.
I suppose the next question would be, do we then start selling artworks like the Mona Lisa through NFTs while the original remains in the Louvre and the owner has a little token to show that they own the one that's in the Louvre? Or is it something that will largely be bound and beneficial for modern artists?
Personally, I don't tend to see things in a linear trajectory. I mean, 100 years later, we're still, you know, using data techniques like, you know, algorithms like Zaza poem with a set of instructions, or Exquisite Corpse from the Surrealist movement. You know, so these things, you know, aren't linear. But in terms of the material, the materiality of the Mona Lisa, no, can not be represented in an NFT pointing to the image of it. But the point of it is, you know, crypto art is an evolution of fine art collecting. But only with digital art, and what you're getting at the moment is a lot of people selling other people's work as an NFT online. So there's this big rush, but it's a developing field in the sense with machine learning, artists working with machine learning and artificial intelligence, and there's a lot of research going on in contemporary art or in 21st century art forms or art mediums, which would be using networks or machine learning, or, you know, very much using these as mediums as one would have or someone does with paint, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about, understanding that there's networks and infrastructures as mediums, not necessarily like, I'm going to promote myself on Facebook, but understanding that the textures of these networks.
I suppose we'll have to kind of find out as the things go forward, because it's still very early days. You know, Beeple only made the news with this 5,000 days piece in the past few weeks, and only first kicked off his NFT, I think, in October last year. So it's an exciting new start. And thank you so much for joining us to talk about it, Nancy.
Oh, yes, no problem.